Can you develop Airbnb, TripAdvisor, Netflix with WordPress? WordPress is the most powerful CMS out there, running about, well, over 30% of the web nowadays. And most people are trying to run some form of clones of existing websites, trying to acquire a portion of the market or just incorporate additional functionality to their existing WordPress platform. So it's fairly traditional question to actually ask about replicas of existing solutions that we know right now, and how are they implemented and incorporated and generally built, and whether WordPress is suitable for them. So let's review three popular web applications out there: Airbnb, TripAdvisor, and Netflix, and how would you implement them with WordPress if you can do that at all. So long story short, you can build everything on top of WordPress. But it doesn't mean that everything should be built with WordPress. And yes, I'm saying that as an owner of a WordPress agency, but you should always use the right tool for the job. And this may be the right technical tool or the right business tool or a combination of both or so forth. And WordPress isn't always the best tool, right? You can use a screwdriver to just break a door or something like that, but it's going to be much more efficient to actually use the biggest hammer in the store. And WordPress pretty much plays in the same league when it comes to certain types of projects. So in a nutshell, if we take a look at the three platforms in particular, we can review the type of functionality they all got. Let's start with Airbnb. So Airbnb is a kind of social network or a platform for renting spaces for a short period of time, and sometimes even for an extended period of time, actually. What it has in a nutshell has a group of users, well, a couple groups primarily, hosts and guests, and then it has a number of categories listing different types of real estates, apartments, flats, sometimes offices, and things like that, where you can stay for some time. So if we take a look at that from a WordPress perspective, it's actually doable and you can make it work. Why? Well, again, WordPress is a CMS, so it deals with content, and it deals very well with traditional standard content that resembles blog posts. And if you think of the types of the most important content on Airbnb, those are listings. And listings have, a listing title, address, photo, description, some form of amenities. And all of that could be built with WordPress fairly easily, I should say. They have to be categorized through some form of taxonomies like area, location, probably number of bedrooms and whatnot. And WordPress is really great when it comes to categorizing some stuff, right? It has a very robust system for tags and categories. You can build custom taxonomies, custom post types, and it works really well. It can also accommodate both roles for guests and hosts. So you can make it work fairly seamlessly. Like you can even use something like BuddyPress in order to replicate the social network functionality, whereas you can connect guests and hosts together, they can chat with one another, and you can also add on top of that an integration with a payment gateway if you want to hold some cash as a deposit before people join, people rent a specific space. So when you think of it, it's doable and it can actually work fairly well. And it's one of the most kind of affordable solutions when it comes to WordPress out of the three ones that we have discussed currently. So when it comes to Airbnb, it's something that could be built with WordPress. And if you have the potential, the team, the budget, and the logical reason to do that with WordPress, which is actually fairly feasible, then pretty much go for it. It's definitely doable. Number two is TripAdvisor. So TripAdvisor is primarily a solution for kind of rating venues, doing some reviews, comparing prices, again, booking places. And to some extent, it could be compared to Airbnb for the most part. But it also works in a slightly different manner. Now, you have some venues, you have ratings, you have working hours and whatnot. And this part can also be implemented with WordPress, right? But when you keep adding on additional types of requirements or additional types of activities such as ratings and reviews and Q&A, it kind of gets outside of the scope of a traditional WordPress applications. But again, it's close enough so that you can actually make it work, right? If you go to the TripAdvisor homepage, you can see a number of different top menu items for hotels, vacation rentals, flights, restaurants, and things to do. You can organize those as specific custom post types, or even kind of set it up as a WordPress multi-site where each of those is a separate subsite and the main website aggregates data from every subsite separately, from hotels, vacation rentals, and whatnot. Each of your venues could be organized in a similar manner as well, because again, they have a gallery of photos, which is something that you can do with WordPress, an overview, some form of a description, even though it's kind of light on description for the most part, and lots of different types of reviews. But the review functionality is fairly complex and fairly robust. And while you can connect it to WordPress, and you can, you know, build custom tables and introduce even an additional library or even a kind of third-party solution that only deals with reviews, this can also be combined with WordPress so that both things can play together. So if I have to give my subjective opinion, Airbnb is pretty much almost a no-brainer. TripAdvisor can also be built with WordPress. And there are specific things that are probably suitable for a custom build, but not necessarily. So if you look into the high scalability blog, which is one of my favorite performance blogs, you can get some stats from all websites. In that case, TripAdvisor reports about close to 400 million monthly unique users and currently has about 500 million reviews and opinions. So from a technical standpoint, WordPress can handle those, but it's probably going to add some extra overhead, which requires some additional attention to detail in order to make it work. Well, on the other hand, if we resort back to the Airbnb discussion a bit earlier, Airbnb has 65,000 cities with about 3 million listings and having accommodated a bunch of different guests, but that's another story. You know, you can handle users in different separate databases, split them into NoSQL, no relational database, and do some other things. But 3 million listings is a no-brainer even for WordPress. Lots of blogs, well, not lots, but enough blogs have over 3 million blog posts right now. So it's fine. 65,000 cities means taxonomies. So having 65,000 categories is definitely doable. So this one is pretty much a no-brainer. So again, Airbnb, from 1 to 10, I'd probably get 9 out of 10 for building it with WordPress. TripAdvisor, probably maybe 7 out of 10 or something. Still doable, still an okay solution if you really want to invest in WordPress. Obviously, would be kind of better to build it from scratch or with a framework, but then it's going to take, again, forever to build, and you need to spend quite a lot of time on QA and making sure that stability and performance are in place. However, when it comes to Netflix, my personal opinion is that Netflix isn't a perfect match for WordPress, because the core functionality, the core feature of Netflix is video streaming and video hosting and video management. WordPress can do that, but you're going to actually ignore about 90% of the functionality of WordPress. You don't really need blog posts, categories are going to be underutilized. Stuff like tools and themes and the need of kind of complex media engine, those are not really going to be needed. Pages, you can probably add a few, but it's not going to be super helpful, so to speak. So WordPress is going to be an overhead for that. It makes a lot more sense to actually build a kind of video streaming service or connect to AWS's infrastructure, as they have kind of a set of video frameworks available that could be hosted on Elastic Beanstalk. And a somewhat lightweight front-end engine with you know, powerful transactional, probably asynchronous backend, maybe in Node.js, maybe in Python, maybe in something more lightweight, a lot of C program there in order to kind of make it work properly. So again, if I have to rate Netflix as a suitable candidate for WordPress, I'd probably just give him 2 out of 10 stars or something, because this is a great example of what not to build on top of WordPress. Again, if you think of WordPress as a CMS, as a framework, as a solution, there's a lot of overhead. It can't accomplish the core needs out of the box, and it will impose some unnecessarily overhead on top of what you need to do with the platform. So yeah, that's all for now. It's Mario Pesce from DevRix here. If you have any questions, go to devwp.eu or look me up online, and happy to discuss other WordPress related topics with you. In the meantime, stay tuned for the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.